Fine, okay. So we left off yesterday with the Machlekes Rambam and Raivin and Rashi. If I could just walk into someone's store and trust him with the rule of Stam Yid is Vecheskes Kashas or not, or do I need to know that he's Muchsik Bekashas or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Shulchan Aruch is in Yerdei Yisimakuf Yotes Sebal. HaChoshed Lechol Dvar Masurim. So one who's Choshed, we know that he's Choshed to eat Dvar Masurim. Beinim Choshed B'Issatari, Beinim Choshed B'Issadrabanan. Whether the Chshad is that he eats Issurim, which are Tayro or Drabanan, Ein Lismech Alav Behem. Yenal B'Issamech Alim. If you're a guest by him, then you just can't eat from things that he's chashan on them. So the mechaber over here is passing in like the sheet of Rashi and the Ravid, that until we know that he's chashud, you can be semech on him. Only if he's chashud, then you cannot be semech on him. Comes along the Ramah, even someone who's not chashud. We don't recognize this person, we don't know him, that he is Muchzik Bekashas. Also, Liknes Mimena Yayin, or Shad Varm Sheesh Lochosh Lissa. Anything where there's a Chshash that Issa could be done, even Issa Drabbanan, like Yayin could have Issa Drabbanan, it's also to buy from him. Miu, Misarach Eitzlai Oichalimai. So this is Marm Sashit of the Rambam. We quoted yesterday like 5-6 Rambams. Different places, by Basa, by Gvina, by Dogim, by Shechita, in two places, where this is the Shita of the Rambam, that you cannot be Semech on that a stam, a person is Neman, unless he's Muchzik Bekashas, which we'll have to discuss, was being Muchzik Bekashas. So the Mechab is passing like the Raivin, and the Ramah is passing like the Rambam. How do we pass again? So the Taz in Sifkat and Beis, the Taz says that if you take a look at the Dake Moshe seems to say that the minig is that we go like the Mechaber. However, he says, but the Maisa, the Ramah, doesn't bring it down. Even though in the Dake Moshe, the Ramah's Pirush on the Torah, seems to say we go like the Shita of the Ravid. But in the Ramah over here, is Mashman that we're not doing like that. Therefore, Nochainu to follow the Shita of the Ramah, Befrat, already in time Taz, they were playing Laich Shadari, the Dur is not kosher, and we see Kilkulim in the Duris. The Shach and Sivkat and Alf says, no. Betz and we pass in like the Mechaber. The Dafke, if it's Yidua, that he's a kosher, then we're not saying Mechanim. And the Dake Chuvin or Zion brings down a list of Paiskim that also go like the Shach, that really we should go like the Mechaber. However, if you take a look at the Poskim after that, the Chochmas Adam, in Klal Ayin Aleph, Ois Aleph, the Chochmas Adam Paskim, the Bezman is there, it's right to be noig like the Machmir. There's a famous truth, if I meant to print it, I forgot to, from Divrei Yoel, from Satmarov, where in Chedek Aleph, Sim Lam Dal, where he has Arichas over there, how Bezman is there, where it's Rabsa, HaMechshela, VaKalos, Rachman Otzon, therefore, according to everyone, even according to the Ravid, it would be awesome inside a din just to be semech on a person without him being muchzik bekashrus. And many other truths, the Shel Meshav and others wrote about this, how in this dar that we're living in, where we find so many mechshelos, until he's muchzik bekashrus, he can't be semech on. Now, what does it mean muchzik bekashrus? Who's muchzik bekashrus? And how do I know if he's muchzik bekashrus? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows in Siman Kuf Yotes. He says, this that the Rambam writes, Muchzik B'Kashris, Ein HaKavona Shiyeh Yorei Elikim Merubim Echosir Etzadik. Doesn't mean he has to be a high level of Yorei Elikim, or a Chosir, or a Tzadik. El Kol Shem is Naig Api Dos Yisrael. Anyone that's Noig Api, the Dos Yisrael, the Jewish religion, Maniach talsu tefillin, he puts on talsu tefillin, mispal gimupam b'chol yoyim, and he davens 3 times a day. V'noitel yodav la'achila, he washes his hands for eating. U'manig es b'nei beisi b'kashras dos teresenu ha'kedosha, zen nikra muchzik b'kashras. So, muchzik b'kashras means we need to find out But we need to know that this is a person, he davens three times a day, puts on talis and tefillin, he's noig, he washes his hands before he eats, he trains the people in his house to keep kashrus. The yachliya is it's shaykh to be shabeiz a prat chashid. It's possible that in one little prat, he's taka chashid. Because it's not so chomer in his eyes. But in everything else, he's muchzik. That's fine. That's muchzik b'kashrus. Even though there may be some area where you'll find that he's not so chomer on. He brings a raya, because the Gemara says, interesting raya, the Gemara says, koinem achashudim lahatul mum b'bechar. Koinem achashud, to put a mum into the b'char, because b'char that has a mum, the koinem can eat. They don't have to bring as a carbon. So the Gemara says the chashit. He says, so you're going to say now all koinem are, that's it. They're not muchzik v'kashrus. Can't be. Can't say that. So elamai, even though there's a taka area where they're more chashit, but that doesn't passel them from being muchzik v'kashrus. We have to know that they're misnag like das yisrael. And then he goes on, if you don't know him at all, you walk into a store, you don't know if this guy davens three times a day, you don't know if he puts on talis tefillin, you don't know if he washes before he eats. You can't buy from him like the Rambam. Then he says on another step, he says, Ve'ein nafkamina bein Rambam l'Rashi v'arayv et l'dina. Be'etzem, there's no real nafkamina between the machlekes Rishonim. El la'odim she'im akirna say klal. Unless we don't know him at all. Av kol she'im akirna say, ein bein machlekes, dem snag v'dasro gam l'Rambam mutter l'knois, v'mumeko b'mitzv v'yisur b'shita shu choshed, and even Rashi and the Raiva will ask you to buy from them without edus. Che'imuchim d'vi Rambam atzer. Fine. So at this point, what seems to us is that we need to know he's a muchzik v'kashrus. Now, there is a discussion in the Paiskim. If let's say, do I need Eden to be made to me that they know that he's a muchzik, or it's enough Eidecha? So let us say that we'll go with the Shittas that Eidecha is enough. So Eidecha, I need to have someone who knows the balachanos, the owner of the store, to be made to me, he knows that, right, Reuven's going to be made to me, that they know that this balachanos is a mochzik kashrus, which means davens three times a day, puts on talis and tefillin every day, and he's misnayig in his house with kashrus and all that. But that's very nice. He doesn't have to be a Talmud Chacham. That's what we're saying. Yesterday we were talking about Hilchos Maestris, so we said then you have to be a Neman or Maestris, or at least a Talmud Chacham. But over here, it doesn't have to be a Talmud Chacham, but someone has to be made to me that he's a Neman or Maestris, a Neman in the Kashrus. So the question is, but many times we don't have that. We don't have that. And where does the whole idea of Hechsherim come in? What does Hechsher do?
Simple Yarmulke is not enough.
No, you have to know, right? We pass on the Rambam. Stam is not made. And Bifrat, the Simra of a Yarmulke, unfortunately, it goes both ways. There are people that wear Yarmulkes and long beards that we know are not Muchzik. And there are people that don't have Yarmulkes that are Muchzik.
You also can tell from all that, but they're not Muchzik.
What?
You keep Shabbos, you wear tell from every day.
Okay, so then we have an issue in itself. That's okay. So what do you do? So, like this, there's a the Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows in Siftes. You go through the Aruch HaShulchan different Simin Aleph, Sif Vav, Sif Zayin. He says like this. He says that Avo b'shari dvarim v'adei de yeshlochus l'das Rambam kim shorben arama poisikim chen aminik apashit b'chol tfusis Yisrael k'she'echa she'im akirno yisei she'u muchzik kashvis. Someone's not muchzik if he brings wine or cheese or butter or flour or for Pesach or any other things, any dried products or basim u'ushim chayetz be'eluk if he wants to sell it, maybe he might sav hechshemi rav hayoshev al kisei ro. He has to bring with him, right, I don't know who this guy is, we're talking about peddlers, right? They go from city to city. So he has to bring with him a ksav hechsher from a rav hayoshev al kisei ro, ubiyicho bizman hazeh sherob tzav pritzis v'aminus, osso likach me'odim shei makirin asoi b'loi ksav hechsher. Without a ksav hechsher. V'lechein, okay. So he's introducing to us a new idea of a ksav hechsher from a rav or from a bezdin that recognizes him, that he's huchzik b'kashrus. The Darkei Tshuva over there in Isaiah brings down that there was a takana. He brings down from the Beis Lechem Yehuda and the Beis Hillel that after they quote the Taz, they go to Taz that we said that passages like the Ramah, he brings down that there's a takana in the Arotzeis. The different schois where this takana was made, but there was a takana made that be'emes, even though Eid Echem Nem Visurin, when he's muchzik b'kashrus, even if he's muchzik b'kashrus, someone's made that he's muchzik b'kashrus, but there was a takana made that still, that's only Eid Echem muchzik b'kashrus only helps for things that are shaykh to him himself, that you could be a guest by him. He can give you a piece of bread to eat. He can give you some wine to drink. He can feed you some meat. But that's when he's serving you. But since we saw Kilkel Nedaris, therefore they were misakin, that someone wants to feed others in a way that's shaykh to money, to money, he's making money from it. So then they were misakin that no one should be neman to other people. Just like that amanus which he has for himself, the misakin that shouldn't be for other people. And therefore, he needs this ksav hechsha from some rov or bezdin that is maimonim becheskis namanus, that they checked him out, and that's what we're relying on.
Now,
the Chachmas Adam and the Chachmas Adam Samach Gimel is based, and the Archa Shulchan Kuf Yates is test. They write that if he's neman, it's mutter to buy from him even without a ksav hechsher. That was the chafizan that we read before. That be'etzem they follow that even without hechsher. However, the question is b'zman hazeh that we do find so many mechshalim, so then you would need a ksav hechsher. So it comes out so far like this. So far it comes out that in order to buy from someone any product which is shaykh to Isser, you need either to know, you need to know that he is a muhsib kashrus, or you need to have someone be made to you that he is a muhsib kashrus, or he needs to come with a ksav hechsher that the rav of the city or the bezdin checked him out and he's a muhsib kashrus. But the maisa, again, many times we walk into stores where they're not a muhsib kashrus and they don't have any ksav hechsher that they're a muhsib kashrus either. All it says in the stores that this organization is giving a hechsher to the place. Where's the guy a muhsib kashrus that we don't know, that we don't have. So what are we saying, Chava?
Please just have the
mechiras chametz. Forget about mechiras chametz. I'm talking about even a bedat sign. What does that do?
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, what does it do? So
isn't that sign saying that?
Really, this fry guy is a muhsib kashrus. We said muhsib kashrus means
meaning that what's going on in the store is
again, right? Muhsib kashrus means again. Muhsib kashrus means he davens three times a day, right? We read the Aruch Hashulchan. Three times a day, puts talis and tefillah on every day. He washes before he eats. He trains the people in his house to keep kosher, right? The guy, that's what the sign says. Doesn't say that and doesn't speak about it. I mean, walk into. Who, the Heksha?
Yeah.
Okay, where does that come from? So far, I quoted, we started yesterday with the Sugin Aved Zara, we started with the Sugin Echulin, we just went through 10 Rambams, Shulchan Aruch doesn't exist anywhere. So far, I didn't say anything about that. So where does this whole Musaq come from? That we're admiring them, so we saw in Hilchus Maestris that doesn't work. Be'etzem. So where does the whole thing come from? So there are different terms to this. One terms is that there's another sugya of Umin Loimara Nashi. Umin doesn't want to ruin his reputation. So B'tzirif, that there's an organization over here, giving a heksher, and they're Yoytze V'Nichnas, so that creates with the chazak of umi lemar nafshe, that creates already a certain, or some hechsherim, I think most hechsherim also make, they sign a contract. If we catch you doing something wrong, you have to pay a tremendous amount of money as a knas. So that's a shtar schaifas between them, that he's going to keep to the thing, which creates a mirtas, which creates a fear, creates a fear. The yoytze v'nichnas and the chazaka umin leymar nashe, or the knas, creates a mirtas. And then we have a smach in another gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Memon Beis over there talks about someone who's a choshed to sell a dvar issa, but he's not choshed to sell al masha ba'itza because he's mirtas dilma shami be'rabbanu masalei minoy. The Gemara speaks out this musik of mirtas, and the Rambam passes like that. Halachas Ma'aseh Perkei Beis Halachat Zayin. So this is a new musik of where there's a creation of a mirtas, which a mirtas from tomorrow. I might not be here, but the next year we'll go into this more. We'll speak at the Prichadosh, and the Prichadosh who's Meirach on this new musik of mirtas. Okay.
If you know somebody who doesn't have last year, or you know somebody doesn't have a,
yeah.
People advertise all the time.